She got her recorder fixed, okay, so.
Yeah, we have.
Are you ready?
How are you?
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization order at 8:31 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely.
Good morning.
Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting?
Motion approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion?
Motion carries.
Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. He's under the weather. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 39 through 44. These are all a couple of them are homestead exemptions.
We have one in the wrong taxing district or on the wrong property.
Value for new residents, taxed on the wrong parcel. Improvement was listed on a parcel by error, so it's just a correction sheet and an amendment for personal property tax. And these are here if anyone would like to take a look at them.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Do you want to say anything on these? just corrections. Administrative change on some of these. If there's no additional discussion on these tax correction slips, I would ask you to vote. Five in favor. Motion carries to approve. Anything else from the board for equalization? Anything from the assessor for equalization?
Jeez.
Valuation's going down?
In your world.
For the record, the assessor nodded.
Yes.
I said in his world. Sorry.
Pasture going up, going down?
Is what?
Pasture.
Why, are you getting cows?
Not engage.
No, it's not. Not this next year. Maybe the year after. Who knows?
Everything going up still, does it seem like?
Yeah, because I'm still in 2 years back, remember?
When will you know a better idea where you're going to be at for increases for this next year?
20% on ag land right now.
It's what they anticipate it going up?
That's what Bob left me with when he went to Arizona.
Really?
We have three sets of figures to see where we're at, because you can go from 69 to 75. So you have to kind of decide where you want to be. And so when you want to be at 71 or 72 on ag, then you kind of got to make your residential 92 to 100 at 95 or...
Okay.
You know, so we kind of try to even that out a little bit. We don't go to the lowest because we got to have a couple percentage points to make sure that we're within range. Right now, we don't really have a tax because Ruth is gone, so we don't have anybody at the state. And there's a lot of liaisons that aren't there. I have a new one again, so luckily I've been doing this for a while, so I kind of have a good, you know, handle on some of this stuff. And I have good friends and good people up at the state that still look over stuff. It is what it is, but
it's unfortunate.
I think the houses are setting longer now. They don't seem to be moving.
They're not moving near as quick.
They're not, and that's kind of a concern. But still flipping them, you know, paying 20 more thousand and then flipping them, and they become from 60 to 149 on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they haven't sold.
I don't know if they've announced anything. They talked about rate drops potentially in the next couple quarters, but it'll be slow.
But it's not a lot. It's nothing compared to how it went up.
With our real estate taxes going up, I think that you're going to see a lot of escrow accounts changing, so people are going to get those letters after the first of the year Say and I have to take more out for taxes, and that's going to be significant because we had raised a lot of things a lot more than we had in the past.
I just saw a couple foreclosures again. Are you seeing any more foreclosures?
Not really foreclosures, but I'm just kind of curious what's going to... I think you'll see some for sale. I think you'll see some that just sit empty for a while. I don't know. It's going to be kind of a tough probably next maybe year or two. I don't know that... I mean, if you're not moving stuff, and if you're trying to get out from under debt, then I don't know.
You got houses in an area that are appraised at, and I'm just using her numbers, appraised at 115 or 120,000, and you have a house that, in the area then that has comes up for sale, and they put it on the market for 250. I mean, how do you justify that? I mean, that's where some of the problem is. Okay, so.
And like I said, a lot of that stuff is just decor and stuff like that inside of the house, because one that I'm looking at only has a window there and went to, you know, and things like that, and it's just like 149,000, and yeah.
Good if you're selling, bad if you're buying.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think you need to look at roofs, and you need to look at making sure your furnace and the things that are expensive items that really you need. So I don't know. There could be some education out there for some buyers, I think. And I don't know who does that. I think Weimar School District is starting.
Markets like this, educators get buyers get educated really fast sometimes. Anything else for equalization?
Nope.
Thank you for coming down to see us.
You're welcome. See you later.
We will adjourn at 8:38.